Welcome to Life Unscripted. I'm your host, Curtis Dean Harrier. The show is all about individuals who live life on their own authentic terms and their unscripted story of the trials, tribulations, fears, triumphs, and insights into their mind of how they managed to work through it.
And that's because I believe that there's a formula behind inspiration. And people want to feel inspired. They want that hope. They want to have that faith and know that there's something better on the horizon. So it's funny though, man. After all of these views and everything else, that's not what I measure anymore. Like, I'm aware of what's there, but really it's like, what is the impact that we're really having in this world?
Right, right.
So that's important.
I want to ask you, what job were you doing when you met Jordan Belfort?
I was in a sales company. I was selling telecommunication services to medium and large corporate companies. So I was a guy with the suit on, in the cubicle, living the 9-to-5 life, and driving, you know, an hour to work a day. So an hour there, an hour back, that's 2 hours. I did the math. It was 10 hours a week, 40 hours a month, 400 something hours a year that I was wasting my life. And so that was enough pain for me to really set the fire underneath me. But what's funny too, actually, I started building Addicted to Success, right? And I started putting money back into the business. So I put some money into marketing. I put some money into getting coders and developers. I was putting money into buying software. I was putting money into flying to the U.S. because I was in Australia at the time, right? And to learn from people, you know, at these events. And I was paying for mentorship. So I really understood that in order for me to build, I need to put money back into my business, because your business will only grow to the extent that you do. You know, so I was really big on reinvesting. And so this is crazy, man. You're gonna laugh at this, but about 6 months after I built Addicted to Success,
yeah,
I went and applied for this job to work in the environmental team up north in the desert, right? And the only way I could get this job, because I'm a high school dropout. You remember this. I'm a high school dropout. So the only way to get this job was for me to get a snake handling certificate to get into this environmental team. So I went and I learned how to catch snakes and lizards and kangaroos, and it's crazy, man. I've lived a very colorful life. But that to me was a crazy experience that put my back against the wall and really drove me to get Addicted to Success on its feet, to start making an income from publishing ads and, you know, creating programs and doing affiliate marketing and all sorts of things like that. So,
yeah. What was going through your mind when you decided that you wanted to go get a snake handler's license in order to have this job? Like, what was going on? Like, were you aiming for Addicted to Success there, but needed like this other job to kind of lead the way in order to fund that?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. You know, my mindset at the time was, I understood that I needed to invest money into my business, and I knew that I couldn't put ads on my site until I started to really build some following and traffic. And so I committed to a 15 month minimum to really get, you know, the website up and running and on its feet, and to really build it up with articles and content, and to put money into it and to learn the ropes at a very rapid pace. And so this job allowed me to do that, because I was getting paid $150,000 a year to work up north in the desert. It's a lot of money for an Aussie to make that, especially when I didn't have any, you know.
So you were catching snakes for $150,000 a year.
Yeah.
Were these poisonous snakes?
They were venomous. Yeah, some of them were Australia's most venomous snakes. And I think Australia has like 7 out of 10 of the world's most venomous snakes. So yeah, I had that. But you know, we had like the metal grabbers and the staff and like the bag to put them in and all. It's really interesting. I learned a lot in that process. And the process was that like each type of snake has its own personality, and they have different, you know, behaviors. And when we first step into anything, and I even use it to this day, what I learned was that like when your knowledge level is lower than the fear, mm-hmm. you're going to be shaken, right? And so it's really about learning as much as you can so that your level of knowledge matches your fear or surpasses your fear. So, you know, by the time I'd finished on that second day, so I had 2 days straight of learning how to catch these snakes, had hands-on experience and everything with a lot of different types of snakes. and they taught us a lot about the snakes. You know, so for me, I got to the point where my knowledge level met the fear of the snakes. And by the time I was working on site, I was like around them all the time. It became a thing where it surpassed that fear. But with anything, you don't want to get too comfortable, because there are like some factors that are taken into account. Like, you don't know how it's going to be acting on a day. And some people get a little bit too cocky and a little bit too confident. And so you could translate that into anything, into business and life and relationships and whatever. It's like, just don't get too content with what it is, and don't get too pride and proud that you know everything. I'm forever a student in the student chair, man. I'm always learning something new, and I'm always up for a challenge, and always looking at how I can match that fear, but also know that there's still always more to learn.
I mean, yeah, you were putting your life on the line for your, you know, your vision. Literally.
Totally.
Exactly. So how did you make that transition and come up with, break those fears and blocks and mental challenges that came up in your mind while you were creating Addicted to Success? Who did you reach out to? Did you have any mentors? Like, what was your process and dealing with the obstacles that come with building a huge business like you've built?
Yeah, this is really important to discuss. More than anything, I believe, like, we can talk about strategies and everything else, but nothing moves forward until you believe that it's possible. So for me, it was more about going and researching and seeing people that had crushed it in the online space, creating new reference points in my mind, having a look at the opportunities. Okay, what's possible? John Chow was making $40,000 a month. Pete Cashmore had created Mashable.com. It was worth, I think at that time, like $60 million. Ariana Huffington created a Huffington Post and was driving hundreds of millions of people every month. Who was Michael Arrington, created TechCrunch and has sold it to AOL, you know, for multi-million. So for me, I saw a lot of that and I was like, okay, cool, there's an opportunity that lies here, but how do we do this properly? So I would listen to other people's interviews, you know, interviews like this, to see, what did they do? You know, you can learn a lot from people's testimonies. You can learn a lot from their stories, which is, I'm sure, why you do this. You know, that's the format with your podcast. So I really just immersed myself in what's possible. And then casting that 10-year vision, I just got into so much detail on how I'm going to do it. I was so clear on what I needed to do to get there. And I think that a lot of people don't have that clarity. When you walk in that path with fog in front of you, you can't see too far ahead, and it's easy to get lost. So your vision is so powerful. It disciplines you. It chooses your friends for you. It teaches you what to say yes to and what to say no to. So I just, I went on a rampage, man. I was like, I just immersed myself in self-development. I immersed myself in learning how to really, build online. I watched what was possible. I created my 10-year vision and I just stuck to it. I was consistent. Like, a lot of people don't want to talk about consistency because it's unsexy and uncool and that, but it's a swing in the axe at the tree every single day until you knock that thing down. And that's really what it is, man. I remember, you know, working 12-hour shifts up north in the desert, and it was like 130 degree Fahrenheit heat. It was like really hot.
Oh shit.
And, you know, 12-hour days around super negative people, I'd often have to unplug and listen to some self-development in my earphones to get away from it all. But 12-hour days, and then I'd go and work for another 4 hours after work on Addicted to Success, writing more and more content and then sharing it and getting it out and building social media. And it was a hustle, man, but it totally paid off because I just kept in my mind and my vision just what's so possible. Like, I just visualize that 10-year vision every morning.
How are the people closest to you acting during that time? I mean, one part of yourself, you're a snake wrangler, and another part of you, you're building a, you know, inspirational, motivational website that you want to serve, you know, hundreds of millions of people. Like, what were your friends and family saying to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I dropped out of the music industry. You know, I was around people like Usher and Pharrell and Kelly Rowland and a lot of these really big artists. And I dropped out of the music industry 2 years in. I just felt like every day when I woke up, I'd have this knot in my stomach and this line in my head that my mom gave me, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, the book from Robert Kiyosaki. She gave me that when I was 13 years old. And a lot of it went over my head at that time. But really, what resonated most with me was there's a line in that book that says something along the lines of, like, you don't have to work for money, you can make money work for you. And I think that was the day I really grasped the concept of what it means to be an entrepreneur. And so that was in my mind. It was like, well, I want to take control of my life. I don't want to be working a 9-to-5 anymore. I don't want to be driving 400 hours a year to and from work, wasting my life, you know? So they were big enough drivers. I think if you dig deep enough and really look at like what's possible, how can I get clear, and what are the pains if I don't? I think they're the three keys, and I only just made that up then, just thinking about everything that we just talked about. I think there's some three key questions to really highlight and start asking yourself and really reflect on that every day. It's gonna drive you. You know, pain is 2.5 times more powerful than pleasure. If someone had a gun to your head, you're gonna make a move. If someone said, well, you can get a Lamborghini in a couple of years from now if you do this, it's like, okay, yeah, maybe.
Right. So, yeah. How did the leap happen? You know, what was the leap of faith that you took of leaving snake wrangling for 150K up in a high desert to full time addicted to success? What did that take to do that?
Yeah, well, I was making enough money to go in and tell my pain in the ass boss it's costing me too much to be here. You know, that was a classic feeling of freedom that day. I got to go in and say, like, I'm out. And he's like, okay, cool. And I think I probably had about a week after that, so like a week notice. And then, you know, left, and I remember just that feeling of freedom, just driving in the car on the way back and just feeling like, wow, this is it. I'm never working a day in my life again. And it's funny because, like, work, look, we got a job, right? So like, it's more like, I'm not working a job ever again, but work is like what we're here to do. Like, I believe being in your purpose is your work. It's right. Your craft, it's your thing that you're gifted. So for me, it was more like, okay, now I get to really express at a higher level based off what I'm really here to do. And that can change, but there's that freedom that's in it. And it's funny because, like, I feel like for a lot of people, money is kind of like the elephant in the room. It's like they don't really want to say it. You hear a lot of people say, oh, contribution. It all sounds nice. Like, oh, I want to make an impact. I want to contribute. But it's like, what are you going to do if you don't have money? Like, how are you going to move forward? Right. So for me, the first step was making enough money to leave my day job so that I had more time to express myself, to be creative, to offer my time, my services, to learn more so that I can bring more value into the world. And that was what I was excited about the day that I left, because I realized, oh, this is actually what I wanted, but I didn't know it until I surpassed that first level. So the second level was the freedom. Now the third level after that was that creativity. Now I'm in a super creative space, I get to express. After I go past the third level, and I still hold these levels, all of them, but now I'm in the fourth level, which is totally in a place of contribution and service. Now I get to really be in that. Instead of just saying it as a fluffy thing, I've lived in it and been able to contribute at a very high level. And so it just becomes more and more fulfilling, man, is what is really exciting about this. And I want everyone to be able to be courageous enough to follow their dreams, because when you move through those stages in life, it's an incredible feeling.
So, I mean, now you've created the biggest online motivational website in the world. When you first started out, was this your goal? Was this your end in mind?
You know, I don't feel like I was specific enough when it came to my 10-year vision. At the time, I felt like I was super specific, but I wasn't specific enough. And the reason why I say that is because we think we know so much when we're in it, but then as you move forward, you realize there's even more there, which is what I said at the start of the call of like, what do you think you know? When the more you delve into that, you realize there's not a lot that you actually know, and there's a hell of a lot more left there for you to learn. And so for me, that was really what it was. So, you know, I cast a 10-year vision, had I'm going to reach 10 million views in 10 years. I said, I'm going to work with Tony Robbins. I wasn't very specific on how I was going to work with Tony Robbins, but I'm in a movie with Tony Robbins that's coming out later this year, a documentary film. I got to meet Tony on the movie set. I've interviewed Tony before, and his team actually messaged me last night and said they want to do another interview with me and Tony. So, like, it's just, it's crazy how, like, I went from 6.5 years ago to even like 8 years ago before all that, reading Tony Robbins' books and going, I want to work with Tony, to actually like working with him multiple times and just looking at it and going, wow, when you get to work, your dreams really aren't that far away.
That's incredible.
You know, it's crazy. That's why the vision is important. The vision, consistency, commitment. Dude, someone asked me what success is. I had two answers. One is, if I could sum it up in two words, it would be self-discipline, right? And then the second definition for me would be to live in your potential as often as possible. That's success.
Those are some great words of advice right there. I know you're a busy man and we got to wrap this up soon. So I want to end here with one more question for you. Some advice that you would give for the audience, for people who are pursuing what they want to do. And you know, those times when your back just gets thrown up against the wall and you feel like you don't know where the opening is for, you know, to get that little breath of air and start getting success. What piece of advice could you give someone who's facing that?
Yeah, I love this, man. You know, I really believe, you know, I'm a man of faith. I believe God has instilled in us enough potential for us to achieve anything that we desire. And so I think sometimes when our back's against the wall, we're really counting out on ourselves, and we're not placing bets on who we are as a human being. I mean, we're magnificent when you think about it. The way we're designed and the intricate things that go on within our mind and within our body, it's insane. So I always go back to the magnificence of you. It's like there's no way that we're here to play small. So if you ever feel stuck, it's usually a train of thought. And the reason why most people are held back is because they're making poor decisions. So I would start getting to work, getting clear on what it is you're here to do. You know, answering those three questions: what are you good at, what do you love, and what solution are you bringing to the world? Start finding your values. What lights you up most in life? What are your top three values in life? What do you spend most of your time on, most of your money on? What do you love talking to other people about? What books do you read? What do you invest in?
Yes, right?
And
yes.
Then operating from that place, because that is where your power is. You know, we're designing a way to, like, our brains are a GGS, a goal-getting system. And so what we're doing is, if we don't have a vision or a plan, we're just driving around on the street not knowing where we're going. We're improvising the whole way.
Right.
So I would just say, like, really get clear on where it is. Align yourself with your values. Find your pain points and let that push you. And when you have that vision that pulls you and the pain that pushes you, there is no way you're going to stand still.
Joel, thank you so much for those words of advice. And thank you for, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to come and have a chat with me. Can you just tell us a little bit about, yeah, can you just tell us a little about what you're up to these days right now and how people could find you?
Yeah, for sure. You can find me at I Am Joel Brown on Instagram. You can find me Joel Brown on Facebook, IamJoelBrown.com, and obviously, you know, AddictedToSuccess.com. Right now I'm writing my book, and I'm really excited about that, and there's a lot that goes into it, so just keep your eyes and ears peeled for my book. It should be coming out, I'd say, probably the end of 2017.
Can you give us a little sneak peek of what's going to be in this book?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a lot of, like, what I learned from my mentors and what I learned in the discussions off camera. It's about the realizations that I had, like the things that I thought that I knew for so long, but realized that, like, I was only looking at the surface. It's a lot of the deep stuff. A lot of things that I feel a lot of people are really neglecting in their life. So there's going to be a lot of deep discussion within the book. I have decided to go down the self-publishing route because I just don't want those limitations of being told I can't put this in, I can't put that. So expect some real, raw, authentic conversations in the book. And also, I'm in the Think and Grow Rich movie that's coming out later this year as well. So make sure you keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. I think it should be out in the next, where are we at now? This is June, mid-June. So I'd say be out like September, October. And it's a very exciting project. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen the National Geographic or the Discovery Channel documentaries where they've got people that reenact scenes.
Yeah.
They're doing that. They've got some filming of reenactments of, you know, Henry Ford and Thomas Edison and burning the ships and all that in there that's in from the Think and Grow Rich film. So that's going to be exciting. So there's a lot of awesome things on the way. But really, you know, I'm having fun living the human experience and really being out here in this world. And just serving at the highest level as often as possible and inspiring others to live in their full potential.
So that was Joel Brown, founder of AddictedToSuccess.com, the largest motivational website in the world. I want to thank Joel for being guest number one on Life Unscripted, and thank you for tuning in to the first episode. If you want to do me a favor and head on over to iTunes, hit subscribe and write up a little review so we could help get the message out there that this show exists. I can be reached on my email, curtis@curtisdeanharrier.com. My website is www.curtisdeanharrier.com. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Life Unscripted.